noticed the message light blinking furiously on her cell phone, but she was hesitant to find out who had called her. Over the past few days, she had gotten private number calls at all hours of the night. Each time she answered, the caller waited for about 10 seconds and then hung up. She had called her cell phone service provider to complain, and they told her they were sorry, but there was no way to trace the annoying calls. They suggested she change her number, but she refused. She decided it must be a prank one of those Harbor Cove teenagers was playing on her. Nothing to worry about. The thrill would soon wear off. But then again, she had never seen one teenager in the entire town of Harbor Cove. "So weird," she said to herself. She grabbed her phone and retrieved the message. It was Nick Phillips. She listened to that soothing southern voice of his and realized how much she had missed him over the months. She had not seen him since the end of July, when he had rented a small sailboat and had taken her out on the Severn River in Annapolis. It was her first time sailing, and she was apprehensive about boating. But she had felt very safe with Nick at the helm. He was always fun and made her laugh with his silly medical jokes, especially when he sensed fear in her eyes. Nick seemed to look deeper into her soul than any other man she had ever known. He had always known what she was feeling, and he was a wonderful listener, a rare man. Sometimes she questioned how she could have left Washington knowing this fine catch of a man was so crazy about her. "Why did I move to this place?" she wondered. "Sometimes I can't remember." But she knew. She couldn't go back and change the decision she had made to leave D.C. There was a deep secret she had told no one, not even Nick. He must never know. Never. Victoria was excited about his upcoming visit, but she was unsure if he would like her town of Harbor Cove. His number was on speed dial, and he answered on the first ring. "Nick, I am so happy you called. When are you coming?" she asked excitedly. Tell me. "I'll be there this Saturday afternoon. After I finish my Friday morning hospital rounds, I'm going to drive about 9 hours and stay in a hotel overnight in New Hampshire. Then the next morning, I'll be heading your way, Victoria." "I've missed you so much," he told her. "I can't wait to see you." "You know I've missed you too, Nick," she answered. "Are you handy around the house?" she asked him. "Why, of course. Didn't you know that heart surgeons are good with their hands?" he replied, laughing. "Yes, you know I know that, but can you fix a leaky faucet?" she wondered. "Honey, I can fix anything you got, especially your heart," he said. Little did she know that Nick would surely repair her heart in ways she had never known. "Okay, Nick, you drive safely, and I'll see you this Saturday. Do you need directions?" she asked. "Well, Victoria, if my GPS can find Harbor Cove, it'll be a miracle. So if I get lost, I will call you, sweetie," he said, smiling into the phone. "Bye, be safe," she said, and quickly hung up. Her phone rang instantly, and she answered, thinking it was Nick calling her back for directions. "Hey, Nick, did you decide you did need directions?" she asked. There was silence on the other end, and then a click.